Tosis brought here that Tanachita Vahida Besairim is Potrafin Asairim. And we spoke yesterday that there are a number of Shitas in the Rishayim that argue on why. Why even today you chitim and you mighty only sirim, why can't I get sirim from you? So there were a number of opinions. We spoke at Rashi Shita that if you tevemi chitim, not tevemi the sirim, vaistas yemaychal on the sirim, you only need to be teve the chitim. The Ramah Shita that if you tevemi chitim and I'm mighty sirim, I could later say that when I was made to the siren, Mishata Yisibach, I didn't mean it seriously. And the third sheet of the sheet of the Rosh and the Rambam, that really Haidas Baldin Kameyaitim Dami. And when I say I owe you siren, I'm Chayiv siren. But on the other hand, when you're Tevei Amichitim, that's a Haidah that you don't owe me siren. So I'm saying that I do owe you siren, you're saying you don't owe me siren. It's Haidah versus Haidah. When you have such a case in Beis Din, each side says the other side is potter, each side is saying to its own detriment. One side is saying, you don't owe me, the other saying, I do owe you. So in that case, Beis Din doesn't pass in potter, because you have two equal forces. Haidas Baldin Kameyadin says, I owe you Sirim. Haidas Baldin says, you don't owe me Sirim. Haidah against Haidah, you're potter. Nafkamina, between the three shitas, a number of nafkaminas. One nafkamina which the Ramah himself brings is if a person knows the truth. I know I owe you siren. So you're tevei michitim, and I know the emes is that I owe you siren. So Bezin went ahead. Bezin told me you're potter from siren. So why do I have to do now Lotzis Yidei Shemayim? I know I owe him Sire. The Bezi says that I'm potter, but I know I'm Chayiv. Do I have an obligation to pay him? So let's see. According to Rashi, do I have an obligation to pay him? According to Rashi, I know I borrowed Sire, but he was Meichelmi. He was Meichelmi, I have no reason to pay him. So according to Rashi, I'm part of him pay. According to the Raman, I'm certainly chayiv to pay. Because I could say, Mishata Yisibach, I could say I was joking. But I know I wasn't joking. I know that I'm really chayiv. So since I know I'm really chayiv, so therefore I have to pay. According to the Rosh and the Rambam, the same thing. According to the Rosh and Rambam, I'm saying I do owe you. You're saying you don't owe me. I know the truth. The truth is I owe you. So Beis Din pattes me because Beis Din doesn't know what to do. Because it's two equal sides, one against the other. But I know I'm chayit, so therefore I'm going to have to pay. What's interesting is there are three shitas, and in Halacha, the Mechaber paskins like the Rambam, Kedargoy, like the Rambam and the Rosh. The Ramah paskins like Rashi. And then there's this gigantic shach in Simon Peches where he says the Ikra is like the Raman. So it's very interesting that all three shitas are brought by some Peskin. And it's hard for me to say how we pass them halacha. It seems to be machlekes ha-Peskin.
Why can't the guy say, tomorrow I'll come again and then I'll ask you for the Sairim? I'm not talking about Sairim now. Today I'm coming with a kind of thing. Why does that?
Pashat chat is that if I'm Tevei Yuchitim.
If all in the world I'm asking you for?
If you're already shlepping someone to Beis Din, you obviously feel he's dishonest. Somebody who doesn't pay. So something suspicious that you're being Tevei Yuchitim, and if he owes you more money, why aren't you Tevei? It's all the same in time.
It's hard enough to get this out of you.
Maybe
get something else.
So the truth is, the Shach says that. The Shach says that if you take it from Yad, you say, yeah, I know you owe me Sirim, but that's not what I'm talking about. But if you say right away, that you could say such a thing. But it's not Pashup Shach.
what Pshat is, but you know, to Naomi is something suspicious.
What? Oh, if I tell you the time is not up yet, it's not the time of Pirah, you have an excuse. If I have a good Amasla, then of course, 100%. Then Avad, if I can explain myself to that, I explain this. These are the three sheetahs. They're all chidushim. They're all chidushim. It's a mechila. So it's tevei yuchitim and meichel asayrim. It's certainly a chidish. But for now, we're going to work. We'll work with these two sheetahs. Comes the Nechles David and the Beis Halevi, and they say that our Gemara is a prah. What does our Gemara say? It says, Ki huza. What does who come for? To tell you, might have been mixed us twins. Easy. What does Zeh come for? So we have a machlaikis here between Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya and Avod Rabba Paturiki. The Avod Rabba Paturiki says that Zeh comes to be Mimayin Haidah Seidim. And Haidah Seidim doesn't make a Maidah B'Mitzvahs. Reb Chiya disagrees. Reb Chiya says it's not true. Haidah Seidim does make a Maidah B'Mitzvahs. So after Reb Chiya, it comes for Maidah B'Minatayim. That you have to be, it has to be a case of Tanei Chitim V'Haidlai B'Chitim. Can't be a case of Tanei Chitim V'Haidlai B'Chitim. What's going on here? Tanai chitim v'haydalai b'sayrim. We have zeh to be memayit, that you're not a mitzvah b'mitzas. You're not a mitzvah b'mitzas anyway. If you say I owe you chitim, and I say I owe you sayrim, but I'm potter from paying because tanai chitim v'sayrim is potter. So my haydah is not much of a haydah. And what am I being made? I'm made, I borrowed Siren, but I'm potter from paying it. So either you could argue it's not a Haidah Bichlal, I'm being made to something I don't have to pay. Or even if you want to say it is a Haidah, but it's no better than Halach. What is Halach? Halach, I'm saying, I owe you this amount, here it is. So I'm not a Maidah Bichlal. So if you're Tavei Michitim, and I'm made Siren, and I might do something I don't have to pay, so it's certainly halach. I'm being might do something that my adah bez is not going to pass, going to have to pay, because tarei chitim hay desayrim is potter. So what kind of a might of a mitzvah is this? You come, you say, oh, you chitim. I say, might I owe you sayrim, but those sayrim I don't have to pay because tarei chitim hay desayrim is potter. So it blives ice might of a mitzvah. Of course I don't have to swear. I'm not paying you anything. I'm being made of what? I'm not being made of anything. But I'm being made that I borrowed Siren, but I don't have to pay. So that's not being made of anything. Madach, if I'm made, I owe you $5. And I say, here it is. That's not called Haidah, because there's no psak bezni afterwards. So if I say, I owe you Siren, and I'm off the hook for it, certainly I'm not being made anything. What am I being made? I'm saying I owe you sayrim, which I don't have to pay because you're meichel, or because haydah versus haydah.
Doesn't have to do with being meichel.
I'm being made that I owe you something which I don't have to pay. So that's the most it could be is the same as haydah. Halach is, I'm made, I owe you $5, but here it is, so Bezin won't pass him. So here also, I'm made, I owe you Sarim, but Bezin's not going to pass him. Bezin's not going to pass him, I owe you Sarim. There's not going to be any psak that I'm chayiv. So there's no psak I'm chayiv. So.
You are chayiv, but you just
part of
because the guy is going to go ahead of you.
So if you say I owe you $100, I say no, I only owe you $50, but you're meichel. So that's called meidah b'mitzvahs. It's not meidah b'mitzvahs. You say only $100, I say I owe you $50, but you're meichel already. So the most that is, I mean, if halach, where I give you the money now, it's not Moed B'Mikzas. There's no Psak Amchayiv. Certainly if I say Yom Yishtiti B'Jor Meichelet, certainly there's no Psak that I owe you.
It was proved that he was Meichelet.
But the Vailo, they were prosecuting that he was Meichelet. So Taisa says it's part of right. Therefore, if not for that, why would I be chayiv? Why? I tell us. You could tell me. Kia holds. You really can answer me. You could tell me it's taka heilach. The teretz is you're right. It's heilach. But who's the one talking in this gemara? Rabbi Chia is the one talking. He is the one that says Islamayit minataina. It's very geschmack. Dr. Nachlas David, Rav Chia holds Heilach is Chayiv. Rav Chia didn't hold of the Ptur of Heilach, right? Rav Sheshes held Heilach is Pater. Rav Chia holds Heilach is Chayiv. So, Teretz will be in Achinami. Agamar is going to let Rav Chia. Rav Chia holds Heilach is Chayiv. And Mimela, it's very good that he needs a Pasuk for Hoidim in Minataina. That Zeh comes to be Mimayit, Moidim in Minataina, because like him, that Heilach is Chayiv, it would come out, Tana Chitim, Vahilai B'Sayrim would be Chayiv. Might have been Mixuas, might have been Mixuas. You don't have to say B'Sayrim. Taisa says that even though you don't have to, Taisa's going to Agamar. So we're saying that you're Tata from B'Sayrim. You still be Chayiv, Yeshuas, might have been Mixuas, because it's like Heilach. But Heilach is Chayiv, like Reb Chia. So in the Gemara would fit in very, very well. Okay, one second. I just want to point out that with this first part of the Nachas David, that Reb Chia holds Heilach is Chayiv, it's very gishmak. Something else comes out very gishmak. Because when we started, I told you it's very strange that we don't bring this. We have the first Reb Chia, which had nothing to do with Heilach. Then we spent almost a whole blot on the second Reb Chia of Heilach. And then Toshma. Why don't we bring this Toshma right away? Why do we wait till after the whole Heilach Machlokes? According to this Nachlas David, it's beautiful. Why do we wait till after Heilach? Because this whole Toshma makes sense only if you know Reb Chia holds Heilach is Chayiv. That's Nachlas David's parents. Really, this wouldn't make any sense. Idach, Maidim in Atai, Zez, Mamayit, Tanachit, 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 if you hold Heilach is Potter, it doesn't make sense. So we're answering Reb Chia holds Heilach is Chayiv. So therefore, it makes sense if Heilach is Chayiv. Tanechit of Hayda B'Sayim is the case of Hayda B'Mikzas. So I need a pasuk. It's very geschmack that he had to tell us this whole sugya, the Reb Chia holds Heilach is Chayiv, before we got to this piece of Gemara. So Agav, with this Nachas David, it comes out very nice.
But you're going to need another answer anyway, because the question is
on
the
Nachas David says. I mean, it just comes out better this way, but you don't. Okay. At any rate, the point is that the Gemara is good, but Dr. Nachlas David, la halacha, we're going to have a problem with the word Zed. What does Zed come to teach us? La halacha. The Gemara gives two choices. Either Zeh, according to Avodah Rav Avitriki, comes to tell us not like the first Reb Chia. So Avodah Rav Avitriki argues with the first Reb Chia. He says, Zeh is coming to tell you not like the first Reb Chia. But that's not true, la halacha, because we do pass to like the first Reb Chia. So Avodah Rav Avitriki, what he does with Zeh is not la halacha. So we have to end up that Zeh comes for the second, for the Edah. For Maidim in time. So it has to come out that lahalacha, the word Zeh comes to tell us, Tonechit and Vahilah Bisarim is Pater from Yeshua's Maidim in Mikvah. Lahalacha, we pass in Halach is Pater. So since we pass in Halach is Pater, so now the whole Kasha comes back. We pass in Halach is Pater. So if we pass in Halach is Pater, why do I need a Pasuk? That Tanechita by Lebisarim is Potter.
What do I need a pasuk for that? That's why the chita vaydlev serim is potter. It's heiloch anyway. Tanachita vaydlev is heiloch anyway. God's got Reb Chiya. He holds heiloch eskayiv, so he needs a pasuk. But la halacha, we pasuk in heiloch is potter. What do I need a pasuk? Tanachita vaydlev serim is potter. So the kasha comes back la halacha. The Nachas David asked this kasha first on the Gemara. So he said, "Okay, the Gemara is Reb Chiya, but la halacha still shreya." So the Nachas David says a teretz, which I think is a little hard to understand. Let's see, what's his teretz? He brings a shitas harash. The Rosh Hashita is that Tana Leichita and Vahid Leivisayir and Potter, this din that Taisis brings, that if Yotaveh Mechitim and Amay Visayir is Potter, the Rosh Hashita is that's only in one case where you say you lent me Chitim at a certain time in a certain place. Let's say you tell me you lent me Chitim after Shachris on Sunday morning. You lent me Chitim. And I'm by the b'sa'irim, ba'isa'is man, ba'isa'makim. I say, yeah, remember, you lent me something Sunday morning after davening. But it was, that was sa'irim. The Rosh holds, that's the only case where Tarnay Chitim v'haylai b'sa'irim, you're plata from sa'irim. Then it's a mechila. Because we're talking about exactly the same place and time. And you say you lent me Chitim, and I say you lent me sa'irim. That's where this applies. But let's say your tevei achitim that you lent me on Sunday, and I made the sayim that I borrowed on Tuesday. The Rosh says in that case, I have to pay the sayim. That's the Rosh Hasvara. That's the Rosh Hasvara.
The Rosh
Hasvara
is like
you asking right away. That the Rosh holds, if you bring me to Din Torah for one case, who says you have to bring me to Din Torah for other cases? The Rosh holds, most Rishonim don't agree with this. The Rosh holds that if you're Tevei on me at Din Torah on one business deal, I can't say, but there was another business deal if I say you're Michael. The Rosh holds the Taka can't say that, except if it's the same business deal. If in the same time, the same place, the same deal, you say I owe you chitin, I say I owe you a sirim, that's the only case that you put him in a sirim. What? You mean they're really just arguing what was in the box? What was in the box was a chitim, was a tzairim. Yeah, look, if the person can explain that it was a mistake, like I said, if you give it a masla, if you give an excuse, then it would be fine. But in a case where it can't be explained away that way, he says, I'm sure it was chitim. That means that if there was any din Torah over sirim, and maybe you don't know me sirim. Maybe you don't know me sirim. Because it's not a normal thing to do. If in the same business deal, the assumption is that you are Meichel, that's why. Or you're Maida, or you're Meshate, either one of the three Pshatim. No, you don't, because it's a Kafir HaKol.
There's going to be a case where Minatayin is not going to be a Kafir HaKol.
Which case?
In a case where he said that you have to call me both.
If you have an amasla, that's not tonechitim by lebesayim. That's tonechitim b'sayim by lebesayim. Tonechitim by lebesayim means that he's oimid in his tviya only a chitim, and the other one is oimid in his edah only a sayim. That's what it means. If the case tonechitim by lebesayim. The Oh. So Zokta Nachlas David, in that case, like the Rush, it's all terrible like the Rush, where it was a different time. You say I borrowed Tzitzim on Sunday, and I say on Monday I borrowed Sairim. In that case, I have to pay the Sairim. Am I a Maida B'Miktsas or not? Now I have to pay the Sairim. Now we could clear a Shaila. I'm Chayiv the Sairim. I'm a Chayiv a Shvua. So then Zeh comes to tell you no. There's no Shvua's Maida B'Miktsas. Tonechitim Hoyla B'Sairim is part of a Shvua's Maida B'Miktsas. In a case where it's not Heilach, in a case where I'm Chayiv. Like the Rosh, there is such a case. And since there's such a case, that would be adequate to that's why I need Zeh for. To tell you, I'm Chayiv the Sairim. But I'm not Chayiv Shavuos Moed V'Miktsas. Because it wasn't Minataina. And the only time you have to swear Shavuos Moed V'Miktsas is there when you're Moed V'Minataina.
No, obviously, when
Chayiv
says,
maybe there's a cost of Zeh.
Yeah, no, we know Chayiv Why it's not considered a Zeh. Because the Shavuos is another loan. The same as another loan, and that's why I'm Chayiv Shavuos and that should be Chayiv Shavuos because he's being caught, it's a difficult thing by Kabbalah. I'm Chayiv Shavuos Moed V'Miktsas, right? Why he wasn't Chayiv?
He wasn't asked before. It's because I'm Moed and I owe it to him, so must there's another loan for the Sire. So once that's the case, then I'm like the Moed and Mishnah. He's being, he wants to. It's just the opposite. It's just the opposite. You could ask a Kasha on this Teres exactly the reverse. You could say it's not a Moed and Mishnah anyway, because he wasn't Tevei me that. That would be a legitimate Kasha on Nachlas David. How would Nachlas David say this case? We are Tevei me Sunday, and I'm Moed Monday. So you could ask me, that's not my Debbie Mixas, because you weren't Tevea to me. That would be good. But to say that, that would be a time, it's a bit of a time on the Nahuta. But the way you're phrasing it, that it's Zichar my Debbie Mixas, it's not Zichar my Debbie Mixas. It's a very big Kiddush that's my Debbie Mixas. You're Tevea Mechitim on Sunday, and I'm saying, oh, you have something of a Monday. So Akoponim, this is the Nachlas David's Teretz, and we went through the entire Nachlas David. There is another mahalach to answer this. This other mahalach will help us a little bit to understand the whole inyan of Tanechita Vaidlai Vesirim. Really, to understand this whole business with Meshila, it's not our Yikasugya, but it bothers everybody, I think. That if you tevah somebody one thing and he's made to something else, that we assume it's a mechilo, we assume it's a haidah, we assume it's a meshata, the whole inyan, this whole sugya, tanachita, haidah b'sayrim, patah b'nasayrim, it's a chiddush atzum, and it seems to go against the logic that most people would assume. There is a shita brought in the Ramah that helps explain it a little bit. That when you're Tevei Mechitim and I'm Maida Sairim, and we say, I don't have to pay the Sairim, you are Michael. So, to make it a little better, the Ramah says, it's not that you are Vadai Michael. It's a suffix, maybe it's a Mechilah. Or if you go to Rambam Shita, that it's Meshat, that it's a Haidah. It's not a Vadai Haidah. It's not Vadai you're being Haidah on the Siren. But it's a Suffolk. There's a Tzad that it's a Haidah on the Siren. You follow? It's enough that you can't force me to pay. Is it Vadai you are Meichel? You're right. It goes against the grain to say it's a Vadai. If you're Tever Mechitim, you're Vadai Meichel on the Siren. Who says? Maybe, you know, I have a guy, very hard to get payments from him. So in business, sometimes you do that. You go after your main money, and if you get the main money, you go after the little money. So Vada Mechila. So Ramah says it could be, this is the way the Sma explains the Ramah, that it's a suffix, it's a possible Haidah, a possible Mechila. And that's enough that you can't, Bezin says, look, maybe you're Meichel, I can't be Tevei, and maybe you're Meida, I can't be Tevei. It's enough that you can't force them to pay. However, L'osei Sidei Shemayim, I still should pay the Sairim. L'osei, if I really want to do the right thing, it's not a Vaday.
And if I know I really borrowed the Sairim, what's the Siddhei Shemayim? I really should pay the Sairim. Now, that changes, basically changes Tosis. Tosis said, Potter af min ha-Sairim. Till now we learn Potter af min ha-Sairim is absolute, so totally Potter. Saying Potter means, Bezdin can't force you to pay. Doesn't care for you. The right thing to do, you should pay. If you go to a Rav, you tell the Rav, listen, I borrowed Sairim, I don't know what getting to him, he's to bear me shitim. What do I do? So the Rama says, the Rav would tell you, Latte Station, I really should pay the Sairim. Now, Zaktik says, what would be the din in such a case? If you say, I owe you $100. If you say, I owe you $100. And I say, I owe you $50, but even those $50, I only have to pay Lotte Sidei Shemayim. Do you think of such a case? What's a case that you only have to pay Lotte Sidei Shemayim? Huh? Hashmita. It's a little complicated, Hashmita. That's more typical case. What's the most typical case of Chayav Lotte Sidei Shemayim? It's Grama. Grama is the most typical case of Lotte Sidei Shemayim. If you cause someone to have sin indirectly, a grama, so you chayv Lotte Sidei Shemayim, but peasant can't force you to pay. A grama, we pass in that grama is potter. So let's say you say I broke your window and I owe you $100. I say, first of all, I didn't. It wasn't $100 worth of damage, it was $50 worth of damage. And second of all, it was only a grama. Only Lotte Sidei Shemayim. What would you say? In Svara, is that a Moed of HaMikdas? How do you approach such a question? Huh? You say $100. I say, are you 50? And even though it's 50, you can't force me to pay. It's up to me. Bezin's not giving the psak. Well, Bezin's going to pass in that in Chayim Lotte Sidei Shemayim. They're not going to force me to pay. They're not Yerel Lechasim. I'm going to say I'm Chayav Lotte Sidei Shemayim. They'll tell me that. They're not going to tell me, if I know what it did, they're not going to tell me you're potter. They're going to tell me, listen, we can't force you to pay, but you should know Lotte Sidei Shemayim. How do you approach such a shayla? A little hard to approach it. Is that a might of a mikdas? What does it depend on? According to the Sfar of Rava. So is it a ha'oza? It's a ha'oza for me to say, oh, you're nothing. I say, oh, you're something. But it's up to me if I want to pay. Is that a hazel? Is that a hazel like denying everything? It's not as much as denying everything. I'm being mishtamit. Look, I'm erlich. You're not paying a half, but the other half I'm being mishtamit. Maybe he owes the whole thing bidei adam. Maybe he really owes the whole thing bidei adam. So he'd rather be moida on half bidei shemayim. It's not a ha'oz, and he could be mishtan on the other half.
He wants to look
like more of a tzaddik. It's even on the 50. Okay.
And he said, I owe you
$100, and I'm only getting 50. It's all hard in Svara to see a clear hechrich one way or the other. However, the Ketzais in the Simen Peches Sifkat Yud talks about this, and he holds that it is a Maida B'Miktas. He holds that if I tell you I owe you 50, I'm only chayav Lotte Sidei Shemayim, that does have a din of Maida B'Miktas. He says, Lamaisa, I am being Maida B'Miktas. I am being Maida part. It's part Sayin quantity, I'm saying it's only $50. It's Sayin quality, I'm saying it's only Lotte Sidei Shemayim. But it's still Miktas. I'm still being Maida B'Miktas. Still being Maida part. No, I'm going to have to swear on the other 50. 50, I'm chayav Lotte Sidei Shemayim.
Chayav Lotte Sidei Shemayim. I owe you 100 for... You say that I owe you 100 for...
Bidei Adam.
No, Sidei Shemayim. You say I owe you 50 Sidei Shemayim. I say
say no, I own 25. I'm going to
the case. You said 150,
25.
That's not his case. His case is.
So
what's the difference? You're saying like, you would, a money that's B'dei Shemayim, so what's the difference? Because there's no special name, I have a shvuah, you couldn't touch the Yachal Yishavah, and then we pay B'dei Shemayim, there's no chance. There won't be any B'dei Shemayim, no, the 50 that I have to pay B'dei Shemayim is up to pass, I have to pay. The other 50 that I'm denying, that 50 that I'm denying, I say I'm Patel Legamri from, and that 50 I have to swear that I'm Patel Legamri. If I don't want to swear, I'll pay the second 50 that I'm paying I'm Patel Legamri. Okay, Akoponim, this is the Ketzaisis Chiddush, that if I'm Moide B'Sairim, I create a Chi of Latis Yidei Shemayim. The Ramah's Chiddush is that I'm Moide on the Sairim, I create a Chi of Latis Yidei Shemayim on 50. And the Ketzais says that if you're Moide in something that's Chai of Latis Yidei Shemayim, you're Moide B'Mitzas. In Cain, the Ketzais, at the end of his piece, in one of the last lines, sort of, he says, like that, you understand our Gemara. He seems to me to answer the Nachlas Davis Kasha. That in our Gemara, how is it, Tana Chitim Vahidalai Vesairim, Ayatelach, Ayatelach, Yanarabayda Vimitzas, the Nachlas Davis Kasha? According to this concise, Nachlas Davis Kasha falls off. Because in our Gemara, what's happening? Yotevel Chitim. I'm Maida B'Sayim. It's a Maida B'Mikzas. How is it a Maida B'Mikzas? I'm Potter. Teretz says, I'm only Potter B'Day Adam. But I'm Chayiv B'Sayim B'Day Shemayim. So when you're Tevei Amichitim and I'm Maida B'Sayim, there is going to be, my Haidah does something. It creates a Chiyiv to give you Sayim Latis Yidei Shemayim. Since it creates a Chiyiv Latis Yidei Shemayim, therefore, like the Tzais, that's a Maida B'Mikzas. So that answers the Nachlas David's Kasha. I saw in the Horus from Rebbe Yashiv that he says this Teretz on his own. He brings Nachlas David's Kasha and he says this Teretz. I think the Ketzais is saying it there in that Ketzais. But it's spelled out very clearly in the Sefer Horus of Rebbe Yashiv that he said this is his Teretz. That since Yechayiv Latzis Yidei Shemayim, the Ramah Paskins, Tonechitim Ha'ilav Sayim Yechayiv Latzis Yidei Shemayim, so that is a Haidah of the Mikzas. That is a case where I'm being made apart. I'm being made of the Mikzas. Okay, we had last year another example of Chayiv Latzis Yidei Shemayim. Agrama is one. And now Tanachitim Haile B'Sayrim is the second. And someone said another one. We've got Shemitah passes. It doesn't say Chayiv Latzis Shemayim. It says Ruch HaCham Neich Amen. But the third one, we had one last year by Kamlai with the Rabbi Minay. If on Shabbos, if a Yid drives a car into your car, you have a parked car, and a Yid drives a car into your parked car on Shabbos, so does he have to pay you for damages? So he's Potter. Because Kamlai with the Rabbi Minay, he was over in the Chi of Misa, he was driving on Shabbos. So come to Rami now, he doesn't have to pay me. So we had last year in the Ketzayis Taka that even though he doesn't have to pay me, I have to come to Rami now, but it's actually a Rashi in Bava Kama, the Ketzayis broke down, that B'chai Lotzis Yidei Shemayim, he has to pay. Lotzis Yidei Shemayim, he still has to pay me, even though it's come to Rami now. And that's why if I want to be Typhus, I could be Typhus. If he comes to pay me, he doesn't know the din of Kamlai, he's willing to pay. Or I can give it would be typhus the payments from him. So then it helps.
These days
with Bezin
doesn't say that he doesn't actually show him his
That's the Ketzai says. I grabbed the when I was very Kankinievsky, I grabbed the Eastern Deshaila. And he told me yes. I gave him an example of breaking a window, and I told him yes. I mentioned yesterday, he immediately told me the Chazainish, that when you break a window, if it makes the house go down in value, you might have to pay. It doesn't make the house go down in value. And nothing to do with my question. I was thinking about Kalad Rabbi. But in Bnei Brak, if it's something like the Chazainish, they tell it to you right away. You should know the Chazainish. But I asked him this question of Kalad Rabbi then. So he said, yes, he grabbed a. But that's what I said. It's not something people think of, but okay. So Sakapanim, this is the Ketzais's teretz or the Yosha's teretz. He answered Nachas David's kasha. Yeah, she yeah. Agav, we had here the sugya of Tana Shita by the Sirim, and basically the Yosidus of that sugya. Okay, the Gemara now turns to one more piece of Gemara, and then finally it'll come back. Amud Beis comes back to Shnei Maris, and basically, since Gimel Amud Aleph, the first Rukia, we've been all on a sidetrack. Nothing to do with Shnei Maris and Betalis. Nothing at all to do. Why do we get to the first Rukia? Because Tanatuna from our Mishnah, which the Gemara ended up is not a Raya. So the whole thing was it was Derech Agav. And Kachi Dakeshal Gemara goes into side sugyas, but Gemara has one more thing, and then it's going to come back to the mission. And that's the story of this shepherd. Ahuraya, there have a masri like call you machayusa beside. All right, there was a shepherd, and every day they gave him chayus to watch for yusa. They gave him some behemoths. That means they gave him livestock besadi. Why every day they give him besadi? Why every day they gave him more witnesses? I assume that they didn't trust him, so every day they gave him witnesses. Ahu Yuma was a day. Yuma Chad, rather, and it was one day. Masrulei Beloy Sadi. Some of the witnesses didn't show up. So they're stuck. They gave him their sheep without witnesses. Was Saif Amar Luhu Loyayid Varmi Ailam. So we see they were a good judge of character. They didn't trust him, right? So at the end he comes and he taka the one day he didn't give it to him with Aidim, they say, Lo yadvar mi'aylam. Asu sa'adi, asidu vei, do'ochu tarti minayim. So it could be they gave him 100 animals. They had witnesses that saw him eating two of the animals. So now they came to a dintayra. So now before they come to the dintayra, why did the Gemara have to say that every day they gave him with witnesses? It's an interesting part of the story. Has nothing to do with it. The Gemara just said there was a shepherd, and they gave him without witnesses, and he said, "Lo yadvar mi'aylam." So why did the Gemara bring Ahura? Why did they bring that every day they gave him with witnesses? Why did the Gemara bring this? See, Yehuda says it's a reyesa. Now, before you answer, think: who is it a reyesa? Just think for a minute. Every day they gave him witnesses. Now they come to Bez. Now we know every day were witnesses. We could prove it. Witnesses say every day they give witnesses. Now they come to Bedin Torah. So the Tevea says, we gave you 100 animals. It just says, Lahir Dvar Meyad. Who is it a reyes in? The fact that every day they gave with animals, with witnesses. Huh? Why is it witness? Must be they didn't give him the sheep. So it's a riot to the shepherd. So the Rajba says, like you said, the Rajba says, the chiddush here is because it's a reyesa to the benefit of the shepherd. Because why? We're very suspicious. Every day you give him with Edim, and yeah, sure, now you gave him without Edim. If every day you give him with Edim, so it's a reyesa. Why would you give him, if you never give him without Edim, why'd you give him now with Edim? So the Rashba says that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush of the Gemara is why they bring it. So you might think there's a reyesa against the owners of the animal because we don't believe you. So the Gemara brought this part. The other way to look at it is really you can look a second way. It's a reyesa in
the shepherd. It's a reis against the shepherd because we see they taka don't trust him. We see they don't trust him.
It's
a race on
the shepherd, not because of the fact that they always give permission. That's a side issue. One thing was the agents who were lying about two of them.
Now
the fact that they had 80 every day, there was over always 100 of them, so I'm saying it's 100. I believe 100. Why? Because we know it's at least two. We know that you're lying.
We should prove that it was more than two.
Right.
Oh, that's nice. That's a nice way to look at it. But maybe that's why the Gemara brought it. The fact that every day we gave you all our animals, and today too, when you're saying so, you want to be part of from the other 98. I'll tell you. The Rashba says the first way. The Rashba says that it brings it because it's a reis al tayva hashepherd. I think the Rush. You look at the Lashon Rush. I think the Rush says. Tosh Devarov, in the column, second column on this piece, I think he says that it's a reis against the shepherd. The way I understood. You look at the Rush, I'm not 100% sure that he means it. You look at the Rush of the Rush, but it sounds like that he's saying it's a reis against the shepherd, and not for the shepherd. Creates a Dvarah de Mamaynes, his Lashon, and it creates a suffix against the shepherd. Could be it means the way David is saying, I'm not sure. But Al Kapanin, these are two possible reasons that the Gemara brings the beginning of the story. Okay. So they came to a Dintari. So how do you cast a this Dintari? So I'm Reb Zaira. So the person they came to was Reb Zaira. Reb Zaira said the following. Im Isa l'drab Chaya Chia Kamaisa, if the first Reb Chia is correct, who said Eidem on a Mikzas is enough to be Mechayiv you, and Yisrael Rechaya Kamaisa Mishtaba Ashara, then you swear on the rest. You're Maidem on Mikzas, you swear the Shvud Araisa on the rest. He says the shepherd swears on the other ones. Okay, now before we get into this, Reb Zeris Psak. Two of theirs. And they had to recognize it. Maybe it had a. So it could be it was branded. People brand their animals, right? There had to be some way of knowing that it was two that were given out. Otherwise, it can't be. Some stone. Some dead things. What? It's not. No, they didn't say we saw you eating it. They're still giving, they know how many. So before we get into Reb Zeira, the Ketzai, yes, Akasha from here. On this Gemara, and there's a halacha on this Gemara from a Mishnah. We mentioned numerous times that there are three Shavuos Daraisa. The Rabbanan, there are a number of Shavuos that are Shavuos Hanoitlim. There are a couple of cases where Chazal made a takana, the Rabbanan, to give nemanis to a teveya. One of those cases is a Mishnah Shavuos. It says the following. It says if a ganav goes into someone's house and he walks out with a bag, he's got a sack full of things in his bag. He's walking out with things. And Edom see. But the Edom, they're not strong enough to arrest him. So they go running to bed. They go to Bezdin, we say we saw Reuven stealing from Shimon's house. So Bezdin calls Reuven, and Reuven says, you're right, you caught me, I was a ganav, I took two ashtrays. There they are. And Nignav says, what two ashtrays? He took all my silver. He took everything. He says, no, but I didn't say this. So I had a bag. It wasn't a bag. I stole a couple of Pepsis, you know, the same cheap things.
The Nignaf says no. It was expensive things. Now Meikar Hadin. The Nignaf is the Maitzi. The Nignaf is the one who's coming to take. Chazal made a takana that even though he's the Maitzi Mechadeira, if you know that someone was stealing from him, the Nignav or the Nigzal has a right to swear what it was and his Nemah. It's called Nishba V'Noitel. It's an unusual case. He swears what was taken and he has a right to be Tevei. It's Nishba V'Noitel. And it's a takana for the benefit of a Nigzal. That's the size. Our Gemara should be the same thing. Our Gemara should be the same thing. Here you have this shepherd. We have Adam that is a Ganesh. Question is, how many animals did he steal? So the halacha should be that the Tevea should say, we swear it was 100 animals, and they should be able to get their 100 animals without coming on to Rav Chiya Kamaisa. It should work because of that takonis hanigzal. Because I made a takonis, mamish in this case. A person was robbed. And the Ganav says, I only robbed, and obviously now he's going to have to be mighty, he's robbed those two. And the Nignav says, you robbed many more. Why is this the case of Takonas HaNigzal? That's the Ketzaisis cash. Even if it would be a mighty of a Nigzas, the Tevea wouldn't win, necessarily. Because Shekinegda, you mean? The enough community does have. Let's say he says, "I only stole two ashtrays." Here they are. So still the Nignav.
But the point is not that it
most likely. Yeah.
So what
is? Yes, I'm telling you, the takana was made for cases where it's not a major mistake. You don't have to come on to that. Here, the Tevea should be believed. Without Rav Chiya Kamaisa, even if you don't hold up Rav Chiya Kamaisa, even if Rav Chiya Kamaisa is wrong, but still, after Kodesh HaNigzal, the Nigzal should swear and win. Not if you have something. If you ask me a Shaila, and I have something that covers all cases, why should I tell you a thing that only covers in Yisrael Rav Chiya Kamaisa? Why should I? Still, in Yisrael Rav Chiya Kamaisa. Why do I have to come on to Rav Chiya Kamaisa? It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah, Takanas HaNigzal. Much more simple answer. Zaktik Tzais, from here we learn a Chiddush. Takanas HaNigzal is only where the two Edim say, we saw him with a bag of stuff and we don't know how much there was. That's Takanas HaNigzal. We don't know how much there was. That's Takanas HaNigzal. In a case where the Edim know what they saw, they say, we saw two animals. In that case, there's no Takanas HaNigzal. If somebody was robbed, and Edim see that the Ganav, they didn't see him walk out of the house, but they see that a certain person has the Nignav's things. If they could say what they saw, there's no Takanas HaNigzal. The only time we say this Takana is when the agents say it was a bag full of stuff, we don't know how much it was, then we make a takana that the Nigzal could swear. Because there's a drawer of the mind, there's a suffix. But in a case where the agents say, we saw he had two animals, how he got it, we don't know, but he had two animals. So then, there's no takana on Nigzal. That's the Keshav of the Yisrael saying. Because when there are two animals, there's no reason to say there was more. What's the reason to say there was more? It was a bag full of stuff. There's a reason to say it was more. There's a drawer of stuff.
I'm saying there's only two things in that
bag. I'm saying, but it's a suffix today. Then. The Edim say we don't know. Maybe it was more. Maybe it was less. Maybe it was more. Maybe it was that. I don't know. The suffix is created.
What's creating the suffix? If I say that you had, I say you wouldn't have a bag. You have a bag and you stole things from you.
The truth is, the Ketzais is very mustav. I'll tell you why. Because if not for the Ketzais,
if two Eidim say Reuven stole from Shimon, or enough of the Tzai, so Reuven, two Eidim say we saw Reuven had Shimon's whatever, his car. If that's what it says, so Reuven can say, yeah, and you stole also another $1 million from him. Say whatever he wants. There's no limit. He can say whatever he wants. So it says, no, he can't say whatever he wants. If they saw a bag full of stuff, they could say up to one bag full. Whatever they find fits in the bag. Whatever they eat, the mom is supik about. But if there's no suffik, you can't just go to a person because he's a ganiv and pile on everything else. So this is the sort of the side issue of Takana Sanigzal. Now we have to learn Reb Zeira's Psak. So Reb Zeira is giving a Psak in Yisrael Reb Chiya Kamaisa, Mishnah Ba'ashara. So Abaya says, in Yisrael, Mishnah Ba'agazlan, we know a gazlan is not Neman to swear. So here we have the Chiddush of Shekinegdai, which we're going to learn tomorrow, the Taisis on. What is Shekinegdai? So Zal made a takana. We all know the concept of Mitosh and Yachlish Mishalim. Right? There's a din Torah that if you can't swear, you pay. The Gemara here says that we're Mahapach Hashvur, Al Shekinegdai. The person can't swear, let the other person swear the Shekinegdai. That's one Chiddush of this Sugya. The other Chiddush of this Sugya is Rav Nachman, Ashuas Hesus, which is the next line of the Gemara. And this is something that confuses people when you walk away from a sugya. So I just want to tell you, you should know, there are three levels of shvuah. One level is shvuah d'oraisa, which are the three shvuahs we spoke about many times. The other level is shvuah d'rabbanan, which are mishnayis and mesechta shvuahs, a list like nigzal of shvuahs d'rabbanan and mesaki. Hesis is less than a shvuah d'rabbanan. Hesis, what we call Shavuos Hesis, Rav Nachman was Mechadish. In the time of the Mishnayos, it didn't exist. It didn't exist. It was started by Rav Nachman. There are Amayroim, you'll have Shmuel or Rav Yechanan, they never heard of Shavuos Hesis. You have the Gemara with Shmuel, and you can't ask Shavuos Hesis. Because it didn't exist. Rav Nachman made a Shavuah that, which is a shvuah for all Dinei Torah, basically. Rav Nachman said, "Ein adam teveya elam kein yeshlai." Usually, a person's teveya is something to it. And therefore, even a kaifer hakoyel has to swear a shvuah hesis. That's the din of shvuah hesis. Shvuah hesis is the weakest shvuah on the books. As a matter of fact, the Mechaber holds that a shvuah hesis is not b'nikitas chayfitz. The shvur d'oraisa, you do holding a sefer Torah. It's a very frightening shvur. The shita of the Mechaber is that shvur hesis is b'nikitas chayfitz. The shach argues, the shach holds it's b'nikitas chayfitz, and we'll see it has something to do with this Gemara. But certainly, it's the weakest shvur, shvur hesis, and that's the third level of shvur. And it's a shvuah which is true for almost every din Torah. And Nachman said, every time there's a din Torah, let him swear. And if somebody's teveya with a tiny bari, let him swear. That's what Nachman's shvuah says. It's Hashem. Tomorrow we're going to get into this inyan. What I'd like you to see, two things. First of all, there's a Pnei Yeshua, which is also in the back of the Gemara, in the Cheshek Shloimei. They say the same thing. You can look in either place on Pshat of the Gemara. And then on Tosfos Shekinegdai, there's Reb Naftali. Now, the Reb Naftali's Lashon is a little difficult, but if you look in the Achrayim, who, let's say, the Shurei of Shmuel, who bring it, the main thing is the two ways to understand Shvuah. We've spoken many times. What are the two ways to understand the Shvuah? The Chiyav Shvuah. What's the Hezber and Chiyav Shvuah? We said many times, it's either a type of Tashlumin, Yomi Yeshvuah, or it's a Chiyav Levar, it's a Chiyav Levar the Emes. The two Turitzim of Tosis plug into the two Mahalchim. The Achrayim talk about here the idea of Shvuah. So those are the two inyanim that Mitzvah.